So let's look at the first way of directing someone's internal experiences in order to activate a certain emotional state. We're going to do this by asking questions. This is called a revivification. Revivification basically means bringing something back to life. Now, whenever you ask someone a question, in order to answer the question, they have to go to the answer, to experience it to a certain degree, in order to know what the actual answer will be. I ask you, for example, if you remember the last place you went on holiday, how hot was the sunshine? Now, if you think about the last place you went on holiday, you actually have to imagine the sunshine, remember how warm it was on your skin, in order to give me an answer. So you're already beginning to activate that very experience inside of your neurology. You're beginning to have that experience. I've actually induced a certain picture through a memory inside you, and that in turn has created the feeling. Now, it really helps if you do something called going first. You need to actually have the experience inside yourself first that you want someone else to have, because you will resonate it, as you will sub-communicate it in all the subtleties in your tonality, the way you move, your body language, your gesture. And by sub-communicating this particular state, the other person's unconscious mind will begin to resonate, if you like, in the same frequency. They will pick up your subcommunications and begin to respond to those nonverbal suggestions as well. So, always set the scene inside yourself. If you want someone to relax, make sure you relax yourself. If you want someone to be focused, then focus in on them yourself. If you want someone to be excited, get excited yourself. Because nothing more incongruous than someone trying to get you to be excited whilst they're saying, "Get excited," and "Have you ever really had a good time?" You don't want to be boring in the way you use your questions. Now, the next thing you're going to do is, as you ask these questions, I want you to adopt a meaningful tonality. So it really seems like this is an important question. For example, I could ask you, "Well, what do you like to do to relax?" Which is an innocent kind of question. Now, I can ask the same question and say, "What do you do when you really want to relax?" Now, notice how that second way of asking a question is much more powerful. It makes you want to respond more fully. Now, that's partly because I'm also using embedded suggestions in my language, and we'll cover those more fully on the next CD. Now, another reason for it is because my tonality is suggesting that this is a very important question I'm asking. And in order to answer an important question, you'll go inside and activate the experience more fully in order to give me a better quality of answer. So, rule of thumb is, go first, activate the emotional experience inside yourself first, then ask questions about it in a meaningful way. Now, as the person starts answering you, you want to repeat back to them the exact same words, the exact same expressions, and the exact same tonalities they're giving you, because these will be their natural trigger words in order to access that experience for themselves. What you're in essence creating is a feedback loop. They give you an answer, you feed it back to them, you ask another question, and they'll have to go inside and intensify the experience until the experience becomes their reality. Now, something you'll find as you go through with this is that from time to time, people will begin to lean on certain words. They'll emphasize certain words. In other words, certain words will seem to be pregnant with meaning. They'll be more meaningful to that particular person. We call these words personal trance words because these are words that, for that particular person, have become naturally occurring emotional trigger words, which will create mini trance experiences for them. When you hear them, or just using those words themselves in that particular tonality can actually have a profound impact on someone else in the way that they access trance experiences. So, to summarize this particular process, you're going to enter the state of mind yourself that you want the other person to access. Then, in a meaningful tone of voice, you'll begin to ask questions about that experience that bring out sensory information. And I'll give you an example of that in a moment. Then as they're answering, you will listen carefully and you will reflect back to them the precise words, phrases, and tonalities that they're using. And when you capture the personal trance words, the words that they lean on particularly, you'll remember those because you can use them not just in this context, but there'll be powerful words to motivate them into different states of mind and get certain behaviors out of them in all contexts.